Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cosmic Owl Astrology. I am Louise Eddington, your friendly astrologer, also shamanic practitioner, dabbler in the tarot, and all things magical like that. So we are going to look at the week ahead forecast for January the 22nd to January the 29th. And we have Pluto in Aquarius. Yes, I know Pluto is going to retrograde back into Capricorn for a very brief period between September and November 2024. But to my mind, this is the big ingress of Pluto into Aquarius because the Sun entered Aquarius right before Pluto did. And the Sun and Pluto met at the very last minute of Capricorn as Pluto was leaving that building. So, but as well, we also have air. We have a Gemini moon now. We have Pluto in Aquarius. We have the Aquarius sun. We've got lots more Aquarius energy to come. We've had not much air energy, no placements in air signs for a while, and it's been kind of dense. And if you follow my Substack blog, you'll know that I actually had surgery Friday morning. On the last full day of Pluto in and the Sun in Capricorn, and I had a big lipoma removed, and it feels very significant for me personally. But you can read about that on my Substack blog. There's always a link to that in the description, or it's Cosmic Owl Astrology on Substack, and it's free unless you choose to subscribe and support my writing. And for that, you get the blogging of my book. So let's just pull three cards for the week ahead, the first full week of this Pluto in Aquarius with the Sun in Aquarius too, which is our core consciousness. So I think it's big anyway. So the cards for the week ahead. We are pulling cards again from the Tree Devia deck. A couple of you have bought this deck already. I'm really starting to like it. I'm not a big Rider-Waite user, but and this is based more on the Rider-Waite, but there's something about these that really is kind of grabbing me. I mean, I love the colors anyway. I love the black and the gold. And they're very shiny. So this is the deck. And with my link below, if you want to get yourself a deck, then there's 10% off with my link or code Tarot Louise. So it's Tree Devia, TRIDEVIA. They're a nice deck, but let's have a look at the cards I pulled for the week. First, I pulled for the start of the week, we have the Ten of Pentacles. Now, pentacles are Earth, of course, and that seems very appropriate, really, that we get the Ten of Pentacles for the end of Pluto in Capricorn. But I pulled this one upright, and let me tell you what the book says about this, because each deck seems to have its own flavor, and I'm still getting to know this one. So this says you are feeling abundant, accomplished, and fulfilled in every aspect of your life. You should be proud of everything you achieved, and long-term stability is awaiting you, or for you. Relationships with your loved ones are strong, and you thrive together in a state of bliss. The solid foundation that you created makes you feel secure. It's a good time for investments or career advancement. And the affirmation is, I feel deep satisfaction for my accomplishments, and I am grateful for all the magical circumstances in my life. And there's the card. And I know this is true for me. So, it just is. But then we go in through the week, and the middle card that I pulled is actually the Six of Cups. So let me go to the Six of Cups. No major arcana this week. And I pulled this one reversed. So this is remembering that the past is not necessarily bad, but being stuck in it is. There are wonderful things ahead of you, but you need to let go of old feelings and patterns. In order to do that, you should stop romanticizing the past and start living now. Each period of life offers you its own magical moments, so don't be afraid to start something new right now. So the affirmation for that is, I believe that what life has in store for me is beautiful and magical, and I'm excited for this moment right now. That really figures as well. I've talked a lot as Pluto was approaching the very end of Capricorn about releasing this old traumas from, ancestors, generations, whatever, we are in this process of releasing a lot of traumas and toxicities. So not being stuck in the past, but working on letting go of it. That's been my own process. Part of it was the surgery I had. Anyway, you get the idea. Then the last card I've pulled for this week, and then we'll go into the astrology, is the Queen of Swords. And I pulled that one reversed too. Now, this is a bit of a caution because, we've got all this influx of air happening. And Pluto in Aquarius. And Aquarius can be a little bit, shall we say, cold emotionally at times. But anyway, and it's a big rush of Aquarius that we're getting this month, to be honest. But the message of the Queen of Swords reversed is that you are either overly emotional or cold-hearted. Balancing your male and female energies is what's needed right now. Tune into your emotions to find the root cause of your current situation. Maybe there's some past experience which left you feeling troubled. Align your heart with your head and work on being mindful about how you treat others and yourself. Practice empathy and be less critical. So the affirmation is, I find balance between my head and my emotions in order to make optimal decisions. All righty, so let's dive into the astrology for the week. And it's not a quiet week. So let's dive in for 12:01 a.m. on Monday the 22nd. Pluto now there in Aquarius. And we start the 22nd with something I already mentioned on my Substack blog, but I mention it again, a sextile, Pluto's first aspect in Aquarius this time, is a sextile to talk to the hand Lilith. And this, she is kind of the rebellious Lilith, and she just moved into the sign of Sagittarius late on the 21st. So we had another energy shift. And this is fire and air. This is passion, vision, where we're going. Asteroid Lilith is saying, I am not doing this anymore. No, we are not being put down. Baby not in the corner anymore. All that kind of thing. Talk to the hand. It's a big no. We are aiming our arrows for the future. Also starting the week, we have the what it's just beginning to end, but we have this mutable grand cross because we have the moon in Gemini just about to square Juno, our sacred contracts and partnership asteroid. We have Vesta has just been opposed by Ceres. Incidentally, we also have Dark Moon Lilith here as well. So we have all the Liliths kind of a bit prominent right now. And this is really widely square to Neptune. This mutable grand cross has been ushering in, if you like, this shift into Pluto in Aquarius and the sun into Aquarius. So, change and change in perceptions and really kind of analyzing and bringing into the future for the highest good of all. So that's kind of where we start for the week. So the after Pluto sextiles asteroid Lilith, the moon squared Juno, the moon will conjunct Vesta, and then the moon will oppose Ceres, the Great Mother early in the morning, 5:29 a.m. Incidentally, then the moon will also sextile Eris over here, and then we'll square Neptune, and then we'll stop activating the mutable grand cross after that. But that's kind of like we start Monday, we start the week with more kind of mutable, changeable energy, changing perspectives, changing what we think, changing what we view things with this rush of air. And then 10:30 a.m., the Aquarius sun will square Haumea. Now, Haumea, Pluto and Haumea have this ongoing square with two exact squares every year till 2008. Well, I think there's one in 2008, but there's 10 in total. The sun activates that square, first of all, and that's kind of birthing new things. We have got so this things are going to start moving fast. All this air, this is really going to kind of hurtle us into some new energies. And then the moon will finish up in Gemini by opposing Venus in Sagittarius at the anaretic degree, the last degree, saying it's time to start creating new ideas, new visions, things like that. And then Ceres will finish that with a trine to Eris. And anyway, yeah, so we've got that going on. And then the moon will move into Cancer. The moon into her own sign of Cancer will move in on 4:50 p.m. on Monday, and things start to get a little bit emotional. But the bulk of the day when we move in is this mutable, changeable energy with the winds of Aquarius kind of blowing through our minds. And I've just got to let my cat out of the office, so bear with me. Oof. Sorry about that. She's gone now, though. And so I think that's it really for Monday, other than the fact late on Monday, in the evening, 8:31 p.m. Eastern, remember, Neptune over here will sextile, or Pallas Athena will come up to sextile Neptune. That's kind of more inner vision kind of energy. Pallas Athena in Scorpio, the problem solver, the creative intelligence, the wise owl asteroid, is peering into that dark of Scorpio and kind of giving us a strategy to do away with any of these power games and manipulations. Oh, there you go. It looks like DeSantis is suspending his campaign. But anyway, so then let's go into let's go into Tuesday. For those not in the US and not in the know, DeSantis is one of the Republican candidates for the Republican primary. He's not going anywhere though. But anyway, into Tuesday, whew, that mutable energy is starting to separate away, you know, because Ceres is moving forward, Neptune is moving forward, the moon's moved out to Gemini. Vesta's moving retrograde, and so is Juno. So they're all moving away from each other now. So that mutable grand cross was in play all last week, ushering in this big change. Now we start to settle into the energy of Pluto and Aquarius after Pluto's first sextile to asteroid Lilith, saying, talk to the hand, no, we are going to change this and we are going to step into our power. So early on Tuesday morning, the moon, the Cancer moon, will sextile trine Saturn and sextile Hecate over here. So we get a nice wedge pattern, so kind of saying, you know, we can let go of any of these limiting beliefs and move towards our path. But then right after that, Venus moves into Capricorn. So Venus moves into the sign of Capricorn at 3:50 a.m. on Tuesday. leaving the visionary sign of Sagittarius into Capricorn, ready to get to work, creating and building on the ruins of the structures of Pluto's journey through Capricorn. All right, so that's how that feels to me. The moon will then, in fact, I'm not going to talk about all these minor lunar aspects. I talk about them in my daily blog. But Saturn and Hecate at 1:25 p.m. on Tuesday will actually oppose each other. And Hecate, the triple moon goddess, the wayshower with her torch, her lamp, is retrograde. But this is the number of change. And this is, and it's also one of the most human numbers. It's the Venus five-pointed star. Saturn in Pisces has been letting go of a lot of limiting beliefs. Hecate is going to be retrograde for a while, but she is saying our way forward is this more humble, service-oriented, useful, meaningful, right work kind of energy in Virgo. And Saturn is saying, let go of any kind of limiting beliefs that you cannot do the right kind of useful work in the world. Okay. And so that's the opposition. The moon will oppose Mercury. Mercury, by the way, is well past the shadow of his retrograde now. And then the moon will oppose Mars. So we get a little bit of this, a little bit of a shake-up saying, all right, so what are we going to build now? What are we going to create now? Incidentally, on the 23rd, Mars moves back in bounds now. So that's his journey out of bounds done. This happens to be right on my my asteroid Lilith. But anyway, you know, this is kind of saying it's time to start creating and building from those ruins of that Capricorn energy and start rebuilding our structures. Okay. And the moon will come up and square Chiron too. But, you know, a lot of lunar aspects. I go into great detail on those on the daily blog. I want to give you the major aspects for the week. So moving into the 24th. We have a full moon coming on the 25th, but on the 24th, we don't have a lot of aspects. So I'm actually going to skip right over the 24th and take you into the 25th. It's a fairly quiet day with some minor aspects, but we are approaching the full moon. So on the 25th, all right, here we go. So you can see at this point, as we start Thursday the 25th at 12:01 a.m. Eastern, the moon is finishing the journey in Cancer and about to move into Leo. And of course that means, so the moon moves into Leo at 2:36 a.m. and immediately opposes Pluto. And so, you know, we're going to start to get an idea. But then, you know, the next lunar major aspect is the opposition to the sun at 12:54 p.m. on that day. And that's the full moon in Leo with the sun conjunct Pluto. Big, you know, we're immediately being thrown into the lights of consciousness and emotion, shining the light on where we're going now with this Pluto in Aquarius. Quite astounding. Also, though, as we get I did a whole podcast on this, but as we approach the full moon, just before the full moon, Mars in Capricorn squares off to Chiron and Chiron is in Aries, which is Mars' sign. And Mars is also said to be exalted in Capricorn, happy in Capricorn. This is a big drive for healing. This is a big drive to bring the medicine in and to be, you know, you to do what you can do to be a part of the change that's needed on this full moon. There's going to be some big illumination onto all of that as we move into this Pluto in Aquarius time. So also just one other thing on the full moon, which I will mention, is that it's square Jupiter. You know, the full moon is at 5 Leo Aquarius, which is very close to a hot degree that we've got. It's the de so 6 Leo was where Chiron passed into the orbit of Saturn, crossed into, you know, from beyond Saturn to within the orbit of Saturn in 1992. Then at 6 Leo, just 5 years later, Chariclo was discovered, or Chariclo, which is Chiron's wife. And then there, it's also the nodes of the USA, 6 Leo and Aquarius. We've also got some other things happening at 6 Aquarius, Venus and Mars meeting this year. And then Pluto will eventually reach that degree. But there's a lot to say about that degree. But this full moon is just a degree off that and activating all of that. And it's square to Jupiter. Big change coming, big growth. And Jupiter in Taurus is expanding on our balance and on our values and our rootedness and growth about, you know, what we, how we work with the material world. It's a pretty powerful full moon. So it's again quite a powerful week again ahead. And on to Friday, Venus Day. So let's have a look at Venus Day. As we go into Venus Day, the moon is still in Leo. That again, I don't think there's any huge aspects particular. Oh, there's some bigger ones. Mercury will come up and follow Mars and is catching up to Mars to square Chiron. So we're really bringing our mind and action here into what can we do to bring the healing, okay? And the medicine, or our own medicine. How can we heal ourselves so that we are more autonomous, so that we are stronger, more courageous, and able to create the change? And then Neptune and Ceres square off to each other. This is visionary Sagittarius and Pisces, faith, belief, and this is in the Great Mother. She keeps coming in again and again and again, that the Mother Goddess, the healing the inner mother. This is such a big process this year. Okay. And then we'll move into Saturday. Well, but Saturday is quite big as well, because Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. Okay. And Uranus at 2:35 a.m. after the sun exactly squares Jupiter. Uranus stations direct at this point, 19 degrees, 5 minutes. And Uranus stations slower moving planets, when they station direct or retrograde, can bring a turning point. Uranus is tends to be quite radical. Uranus is sudden change, kind of hit you over the head with a 4x4, kind of ahas and awakenings, or even shocks and surprises. Now, as Uranus stations direct, it's really in the square to the sun. And this is highlighting the Venus star point from August the 13th, 2023, that was at 20 Leo as well. Really, Uranus is stationing in a trine aspect to Juno. So we've got that as well. We could get some surprises as Uranus stations direct, especially because Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius. And look where the sun will be on that station as well, on the south node of the USA. This could bring a sudden turnaround. Maybe on, I mean, it's very happening very early on the Saturday, so it could be something late on the Friday as we feel this coming. Watch for some sudden news or some ahas within yourself if you have anything aspected by Uranus stationing. Meanwhile, Venus will trine Hecate and sextile Saturn, kind of bringing in that more creative push again as well. And let me go through the day. 9:58 a.m. on Saturday, Mercury exactly catches up to Mars. And that will be at 17 degrees, 17 minutes of Capricorn. And that's 17:17 is an 8:8, and we're in an 8 year. We are really being called to build something more stable this year. 8 is a number of power, said to be the 8 money number as well, but it's balance and stability and infinity. And Aquarius is a fixed sign too. So we're really being encouraged to create more stability this year in many ways. So that Mercury Mars coming together at 1777 is bringing will and mind together to build something new. So it's, again, a powerful aspect. And it's all really happening pretty much, because that will happen at 1717, square to the nodes. Mercury will square the nodes exactly late at night, but just tipped over to the 18th degree. The nodes are moving backwards quite fast because we're, you know, just past the midpoint of the eclipses, where they keep moving fast because I use the true nodes. So, you know, we're being asked to move towards this more stable kind of energy. It's quite powerful. And I think, you know, the fact that Aquarius is a fixed sign is not always taken into account. Yes, I do think Pluto and Aquarius will bring lots of innovation and new ideas and things like that. But they're about making things more sustainable and more kind of solid and, you know, more fixed. All right, so January the 28th, Sunday, then we're nearly done. The moon has now moved into Virgo after the full moon. The moon's now starting to wane. Venus over here will sextile Saturn. I kind of mentioned that before. That's another aspect of stability. Create something more lasting, more stable. So that's another aspect. Then Mars will actually square the nodes at 9:19 a.m. on Sunday, following Mercury. Squares to the nodes, always turning points. So that's really pushing us towards that Aries North Node of autonomy, leadership. All those things. Then Mercury will trine Uranus, and Uranus is still at the station degree. And so lower mind, higher mind, lots of new ideas about what we're building, because it's Earth signs, all right? So, and really, in many ways, this is in a grand trine to Juno, because Juno's heading towards Uranus. They're applying towards each other now. So another Earth grand trine of creating more balance, stability, and change, radical changes coming, radical new ideas. I think it's going to happen at kind of warp speed, really. Then 8:01 p.m., Venus is moving quite fast at the moment as well. We'll trine Jupiter. And so the two benefits, the two lucky planets in Earth signs, will follow the Mercury-Uranus trine. So ideas meet creation and possibility at that point, if you like. So in over Sunday night into into Sunday the 28th, we'll be thinking, right, yes, here's what I'm building, here's what I'm working on. Very creative, but very much about kind of this rebuilding kind of energy. And then I think that's it, because if I look into Monday morning, we only have some lunar aspects. I'll save most of those for next week's forecast. But basically, the big things this week are the full moon on the 25th. That's activating that Leo Aquarius axis, which is kind of a tough one, really, because it's kind of the royalty against the people and how we integrate all of that, roughly speaking. and then we also have Uranus stationing direct and all the aspects to that. And that Uranus station direct, I think, is kind of more radical than previous Aquarius Uranus stations direct, because Pluto is now in Aquarius. And there's something I need to investigate more, but and research a little more. But February 2027, there's a big thing coming up that connects Uranus and Pluto. So I've got to just get my head around it a little bit more and create the video I want to create about that. But so overall, it's a good week. You know, it's got more change coming because of Uranus stationing. We'll also have this light of consciousness shining, the sun in Aquarius and the moon in the sun sign of Leo on the full moon, really kind of shining our consciousness and our emotions on this new Aquarian energy that we've got coming in a big way, because the full moon square Jupiter. So pay attention to your ideas, write them down, record them, you know, this, and just be prepared for so many things starting to change so quickly now. It's going to be quite the year, to be quite honest. So much love. I will see you next time. And thank you always for being here. And please subscribe, give me a thumbs up, leave me a comment. Mwah.